A factory fire in Bangladesh overnight has killed 10 people and left 50 more injured. This is the latest tragedy in the fashion industry, which has seen thousands of deaths this year alone due to poor safety standards. But which companies in Australia are agreeing to sign up to safer working conditions? And do we care anyway? Sarah Martin reports.
I'm not really a big shopper when it comes to clothes. I'm actually wearing hand-me-downs today.
I just buy whatever's cheap at the time, what I like look of, so.
No thought at all, really.
No.
None at all.
I don't really think about it, but I do know that they're mostly made in sweatshops, and I do feel bad. I think we should be aware about it, because we control it and we're the ones who buy it. But I also think that people that work in sweatshops, it's their only income, so we can't really take it all away from them either.
Over 80 companies worldwide have signed up to the Bangladesh Fire and Safety Accord, developed after the devastating collapse of the Rana Plaza building in April, which killed 1,100 people. Here in Australia, those companies include Cotton On, Kmart, Target and Forever New. The accord means companies must publish the names and addresses of all suppliers so safety standards can be assessed. But some Australian companies have refused to sign. Textiles Union boss Michelle O'Neill.
This is another horrific wake-up call for the Australian textile clothing and footwear industry, particularly those companies that are sourcing out of Bangladesh. We've had many companies in Australia refuse to sign the Bangladesh Fire and Safety Accord after the collapse of the Rana Plaza building in April this year, where you would think the death of 1,127 workers would be enough to shock any company into action. And here now we hear of more deaths today. The companies like Woolworths, who've promised to sign but haven't signed, and that's been going on for months. Companies like Rivers, which show contempt to the whole notion of signing on to the accord. Companies like Coles that haven't signed but say they're pulling out of Bangladesh but are still making there today. Companies like the Just Group, including Just Jeans and Portman's and Jackie E, all of whom haven't yet signed the accord, need to immediately act.
Textiles Union boss Michelle O'Neill. In Australia, there are moves to accredit manufacturers and supply chains through a joint business and union initiative aimed at recognising the rights of all workers in the industry. Ethical Clothing Australia CEO Simon McRae says many Australian brands are signing up, but tracking safety all the way through the international supply chain is difficult.
A lot of retailers and manufacturers may also produce, or particularly retailers may source from overseas as well as Australia. We only do the Australian arm because we don't have the resources, and it would be quite difficult to replicate this in a, say, in a country like Bangladesh or China or India because of the circumstances. In Australia, we have an accreditation body where we have a management committee made up of people from the union, from individual employers and from your employer associations. I think if you tried to replicate that in a lot of those countries, you wouldn't get the representation because either trade unions aren't allowed or aren't allowed to operate freely, so that would make it difficult. You also need to have a robust law, so we have an award that covers the textile clothing and footwear industry. That is effectively gives us some legal backbone to the code. So even though the code of practice itself is voluntary, and you can voluntarily apply to you know, participate in the code and be accredited, we have the backing of the law as well, in a sense, you know, because we're asking people to comply with the law.
CEO of Ethical Brands Australia, Simon McRae. So, is it up to fashion brands to make their clothing ethical, or is it up to us as consumers to decide where we source our clothes?
Sometimes they're so much cheaper than clothes made in Australia that you've got to make that choice, I think.
I probably don't put much thought into it. I just look at the price and what it looks like.
I only really think about the bad side of the fashion industry when you see something on the news. And I probably don't think enough a bit before I purchase. I know I should.